to
peace.
To
hello and welcome to episode 77 of 2P Starts Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And this show is doomed to fail tonight. I don't know what the deal is, but audio problems, late start.
Ugh.
So Tim, the pressure's on you to make this show outstanding tonight.
Oh great, the one that doesn't really care about the podcast has to pull through.
You're like, what? I'm sorry, I was doing homework.
Yeah, I should be.
All right, well, you know what? Let's just get down to the nitty-gritty with a little bit of comic talk. This week's comic was Living the Dream.
And you were living the dream, I think.
Oh my, was I ever.
Especially when you were creating the texture, right? That was a different kind of dream.
It's one of those, like, okay, first of all, I want to make clear that the comic was not photoshopped with me in it. It was literally screenshots of me in the game that I took, in case there was any question about that. I really did hack the textures. There really is a Toon Ray available for download, clearly. I think what's scariest to me is that I said, oh, I don't want to get into actual texture hacking stuff. And, like, within a week, there I was, sitting down, just editing textures for hours on end. And
I knew you would. I knew you couldn't resist. I really
did. For
me,
like, I didn't even look for it, because I'm like, I'm not even going to look for that stuff. And unfortunately, there was a post that was put up, like, while I was looking through different things. I'm like, oh, there it is. There's the answer. I was like, crap. And that's where it began. And that's where it's ended, basically. But, yeah, it was a learning process for me. It was very interesting editing textures because, you know, like you said, the textures themselves are all wrapped weird, you know?
Yes.
I'll show a screenshot here in the podcast. And also, we're going to be showing these images on the page for the podcast. So you can go back and take a look, grab the link, and you can see all these images yourself. But as you can see, the texture wrapping is pretty weird. And so editing them is either obvious or really challenging. But even then, like, once I edit the texture to be perfect, just perfect, it'll, like, sometimes it'll go on the character, and the way they place the texture, they've, like, stretched it, and they've put it at a weird angle, so it looks kind of pixelated and junky, and I'm like, dude, and then you don't edit it based on what it looks like on the texture, but what you think it'll turn out as on the game, and so there's a divide there, and that was always a very challenging part. But, I mean, you were like, hey, Ray, did you ever imagine that you would be in Brawl as, like, a character to play as? And that made me stop and think. I'm like, no, you know what, I didn't. This is actually quite amazing.
Yeah, I think, the only thing that could make it better is to hack the model character models, right? And
make
them the right height with the nubby elbows and
give
them your own move set and all that type of thing.
Oh, man. Basically make our own game is the problem.
Yeah,
then
we're
edit the levels,
point, right?
Make the menus, you know, do some cutscenes. Yeah, get on that this weekend, right?
Multi-million-dollar project. Yeah, no problem.
Well, that's one of the things I've noticed is that, like, no wonder so many of the textures are so crappy on the internet. I mean, there's a lot of just crap that you could put on your characters. And now I know why. Because it's freaking difficult. Like, it's not easy putting the polish on these things and getting them to be just right. Like, I mean, you basically have to be a graphic designer. I mean, there's no two ways around. I mean, I was confused a lot of the time, and I was challenged with what was going on. And, like, that's my job. And so I've heard I've seen pictures and some rumors about them actually doing some model hacking, that they're
able to hack those things.
The
picture of Shadow.
And it's like, people are like, oh, imagine all the possibilities. And like, you guys don't understand, okay?
You don't just make a character and then he just magically comes to life and does what he wants, like, on the screen.
Like, you need to have people who know what they're doing in these 3D modeling programs for it to work right, okay? Like, even if you're to do it right, like, it would take, like, you'd need the right people to be able to do the texture modeling and the model hacking and the texture hacking. Like, it's just, like, it's going to take so much time for these people to do it right. And it's insane. It's amazing to me how many people like me are around, like, making textures and having the time to do it. I mean, it took me long enough just to do Toon Ray. I mean, it took me forever. And so, really, the comic was kind of a last-ditch effort on my part, because we rolled into Tuesday with really nothing. I mean, we didn't have any ideas.
True.
This was the first week I truly felt like we're screwed.
Yeah, it was really weird. For some reason this week, I didn't even think that it didn't even come to my mind. Like, usually it's in the back of my head. I'm like, I know we've got to do something. Mm-hmm. It's the weekend or it's Monday and we really got to get on it. It wasn't even like part of my life. Because that's usually like
you
Thursday,
Friday.
You would
wipe me out of your memory. You were
yeah, it's like after we put out a comic, there's a couple days there where I'm just like, okay, I can kind of breathe.
Yeah, there's
easy.
Bliss. There's just pure bliss if we get to see what people write,
goodness.
And we just don't have to worry about it anymore. Because
that lasted like a whole week last week where I just let it go.
Yeah, me too. It was weird. And all of a sudden I'm like, I cannot believe we have a comic due tomorrow. This is insane. And you're like, yeah, me too. Like, what are we going to do? And so I kind of said, well, you know, I did spend all this time making Toon Ray, and I took a bunch of pictures, and, like, you know, like, I was going to save it for a post update, but maybe we could make a comic out of this. Like, maybe we could have a story going on here. And we kind of talked a little bit about it. And this comic was difficult because I wanted it to be half kind of, like, standard brawl update. And another part of me wanted to actually make a story out of it. So we kind of tried to do the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're the only one I know that's, I mean, I haven't gotten it to work yet, so...
What's up with that?
Well, I really haven't tried much lately. I've been too busy, but I mean, you sent me all the files, and I tried and it didn't work, and I think some of that is because I have to install this stuff myself. I can't just copy what you had.
I mean, what are the odds that, like, I can do texture hacking, like, hacking Windows things, and you weren't able to? What's up with this?
Well, okay, but I wasn't able to give in direction by you.
Stronger.
That's the problem.
Yes. It's actually pretty funny because, like, people will come to my room, you know, and they'll like, hey, Ray, what are you up to? And I turn around, I'm like, this is not a good image of me. Like, now that I'm living in my own place, you know, I see new friends more than I used to, kind of thing. And so to have them come to my room and see me, like, running Windows on a computer, you know, using two computers at once, basically, with, like, two mice, two keyboards, you know, and, like, having, like, a black code box with white text on it, you know, and I'm typing in some code and rearranging file structure names. I'm like, it's not me. It's just, like, people are like, oh, what'd you do this weekend, Ray? Like, well, how do I explain this? I was doing really nerdy things that you probably don't even want to know about. Just trust me on this.
This is one of those examples where we don't tell the girl that you're dating about this experience.
Like, this is something that's going to have to wait, you know? I'm just going to, like, hey, look, I put them in the game. Oh, how'd you do that? Oh, it was easy, you know? It was nothing.
Yeah,
just, you know, copy-paste here and there.
It took me 30 hours of texture hacking and recoding and programming and compiling.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the trial and error process was ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I trusted that you had it under control, and we hashed out the story idea a little bit, you know, that you'd, in the end, you'd be beating up Sonic. And
yeah, it was either going to be me beating up Sonic or me, like, I can't bring myself to kill you, even though I want to, sort of.
And it kind of, I think it kind of depended on what kind of screenshots you were going to be able to get.
Exactly,
so.
Yeah. It was tough. And really, some of those shots were very hard to do, might I add. Like, to get the right kind of angle and to show off the right features of Ray with the good expressions and nice cinematography, like, it wasn't easy.
Well, and then the Dancing with the Stars one, that was a surprise.
Yes.
That was very
nice.
Oh,
cool. You like that. Good. Yeah. That was hard, because it's like, pop the assist trophy, but you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, that must have taken some time. So, you've had so much fun doing the snapshots anyways in Brawl. I figured you'd kind of go with it and figure it out. Brawl, you know, Brawl's not my thing, as we know.
Yeah, you're like, I wish people would hack a game I'm really good at, was your comment.
I mean, that would be awesome. Like, I want to have all this fun with you here, Ray, but, you know, I suck at Brawl. I have no one to play it with, and, you know, it's just not going to happen. But it's fun for me to watch what they do with it, but I kind of just have to come at it with an appreciation more than, you know, an enjoyment. So I totally appreciate all the work that's being done. But
now, there were some features about Toon Ray that did not make it into the comic.
Hmm.
But this goes down to the finest details of Toon Ray, which is, if you look closely at his hands, and I mean really closely, you'll notice he bites his nails.
Wow, that is minute detail right there.
Yeah, the little edges there on his fingers, it's great. Yeah, so, like,
true to form.
Yeah, so the pencil is all chewed up on. Like, it's all bumpy and textured because it used to be the twig that Lucas would have, but now it's like a I've been gnawing on the pencil while I work, basically. So There's some cool stuff there.
Yeah, and I like the bottom of the shoes. Very nice.
Yeah, the 2-piece start logo.
Mm-hmm. You gotta get that
in
there.
It's kind of hard to see in the comic. They're there. They're just very, very well hidden.
Yeah, you sent me a separate snapshot that showed that off better. In fact, yes. That snapshot had something else special about it, I believe.
Are we talking about the newcomer?
The newcomer. We have a challenger approaching.
Yes, Toon Tim has joined the brawl. Worked on Toon Tim this weekend, and I wanted to do it for the podcast and not make a second comic about it. I thought that would just be... That would not be cool. So Tim saw kind of the initial designs of Toon Tim, but now I'm going to get to show off some of the cooler stuff about him. So here's the first picture. This is me demanding money from Tim, because he hogs it all.
Take a look. Ah. Very nice.
Here's another one. This is of a little detail. Here's Tim's backpack, which is where he keeps his secret stash of Dr. Pepper.
Nice. That's great. A little endorsement there.
This is just for humor purposes, but I'm warning Tim about the traffic. It's not safe to cross the road. It's not safe at all. That really has nothing to do with anything, but hey, you know what?
I was going to say, you know, I mean, with a Toon Tim and a Toon Ray, who needs vector art anymore? You can just brawl snapshot the whole comic from this point on.
This could be a reoccurring phenomenon every couple months. You know, we could have like a comic with Toon Tim and Ray doing something in Brawl.
We have all our favorite, you know, video game characters
exactly.
In Brawl, right?
Exactly. We could do so many things.
Yeah.
And it'd be fun for me to try to set up the pictures and, yeah. Okay, so here's the final picture, which is the money shot. And this is, Tim, this is what happens when you get the final smash. You become a money-hungry person.
Oh, that's awesome. That's absolutely the money shot, right?
Literally, the money shot. See, that was the hint.
What is the piece of paper?
It's money.
I know what it is, but where does that come from?
It's when you play the coin brawl. Like, if you hit them the hardest, you can have dollar bills come out instead of just coins.
Oh, wow. That's a great shot, yeah.
There you go. Yeah, so you have the dollar symbols in your eyes. You're just...
Yeah.
You're livid. And see, that was a very difficult picture to take, because you have to, like, hit the person hard enough to cause the dollar bill to pop out, right? Then jump and do a specific move for the purpose of having him with that expression, right? But also pausing it so that the Final Smash glow is green, because it could be any other color, because it's rainbow, it circulates.
Oh, wow.
So you have to line all those, and the money disappears very quickly, might I add. Like, you don't have very long to do it. Like, you have to get it just right. And that's how Ray spends his Saturday evening. So there you have it. Toon Tim, we'll put up a link for you to download him, I guess, probably for this podcast. I don't know. We're going to add this stuff to the Brawl page in the extra section, so look forward to that.
Absolutely.
Well, for every great comic comes great comments. This week's suggestion box was no different.
Yeah, I enjoyed Gewurz Terminer's comment. He said, after years of disappointment, Ray determines that the only way to stop the endless parade of new Sonic friends is by becoming one himself. Godspeed, friend. May you end the madness and prevail as the next Game Master.
Really, I mean, it's quite creepy to have me in the game. I stop and think about it, because you remember when you were a kid, and you're like, wouldn't it be cool if I could be in a video game, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There used to be, like, a contest, like, oh, do this, and we'll put you in a video game. It's like, oh my gosh, like, how insane would that be?
So it's my life would be complete.
So I'm thankful that we have, like, a cartoon version of me worth putting in that people actually recognize to some degree. I mean, the people who read the site, clearly. So it's not just, like, in vain, just me for myself, but really other people can enjoy it too. I like to think, but well, my comment of the week goes to Shiny Gamey Hedgehog. This was a comment on the Go Nintendo post of the comic. Yeah, exactly. Who said this? Those guys confessed it at some point. Without Sonic bashing, they're nothing.
I don't remember saying those words, to be honest.
When did we ever say that?
We would be nothing without Sonic bashing. I mean...
Really? Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
I would have expected some clever joke from current games, but no. They go to the easy way and drill more inside our heads, the situation of Sonic games lately, as if we need a reminder. This is the thing. I know we've had a few complaints about, like, oh, geez, all you guys ever do now is, like, Sonic jokes. Really? It's been three comics. And it's not like the purpose of the comic was Sonic. Right. I mean, that's not how, like, the Sonic Facebook, that is specifically Sonic related. The other ones, it's like, what would fit into this situation? You know? Okay, I'm on the dates. You know, it's just a logical leap to, like, the marriage of Sonic.
Mm-hmm. It's more about you than about Sonic.
Right, yeah. Sonic is involved in the joke, but it's not like, oh, look how bad Sonic games are. That's not the joke there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, with the Brawl one, it's like, I'm finally in Smash Brothers. Which characters would I want to interact with? Sonic. Mm-hmm. That's the logical step. I'm going to interact with Sonic for this game. Well, what would I do? What would happen? That's what would happen. It's the logical next step. And so it's not like we ever went to this, like, hey, let's make a whole comic of Toon Raid to go interact with Sonic. Like, that. Like, let's make that the joke. Like, that is one of multiple jokes. Really, the joke is that I'm in the game in general, and that I, like, it should just be humorous to see me in the game doing different things. At least I like to think so.
Yeah, I think, I mean, certainly we don't want to just recycle old jokes, and but, you know, sometimes things are funnier when you've, like, the whole press A to whatever, like, we've talked about them in the podcast, we've talked about, you know, Chip, and so putting it in there is, like, something for the fans, you know?
Yeah. So we'll do something different this week.
We're going to do a month's worth of Punch-Out comics next, so... So people would complain about that, and we go back to Sonic.
It'll be a 1-2 punch, but over the course of three comics will be the thing.
Oh, 1-2 punch.
No, you never saw the third one coming. You gotta finish it out. Comedy's best in threes, buddy. Well, we do have a Rise from Your Grave.
Rise from your grave.
Many 2P Star fans tend to lurk behind the shadows, hiding their faces by reading our comics, but never leaving a single comment. So when one finds the courage to break free from the shackles of silence, we salute you. First up goes to Bobbipine, who says, well, if you wanted a comic so bad that people had to rise from the graves, this isn't the one. Ray's smash eyes are back, even still have the shoes from the wedding. Is Tim as Ness coming? Is Tim as Ness coming too? Obviously. I would bet on him, I think. Ray would be too much distracted to properly fight. Sorry, Ray, even if it is only the Toon version. And our other grave riser is PZT, who said, oh, wow. Ray, Tim, we at Stack Smash are big fans of your comic. I didn't see this coming. Cool stuff, man. And Stack Smash is one of the texture hacking places to go.
Communities.
So, first of all, thank you, PZT, for helping out with that community. I'd love to hear more details about it sometime, because really I've only scratched the surface, I think, with what's been going on, and I'm curious if there's, like, really awesome things that are hidden deep secret, or if this really is all that there is out there. So cool stuff. Only two people, but hey, you know what, we take what we can get. We're happy everyone.
So with that,
it's time for the dreaded Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created, Black Doom. Now, last week, I got a lot of flack for my LEGO choice.
Yeah.
Which, LEGO Rock Band, which is understandable. I understand both sides. What is that? He's siding with them now?
Yeah.
Is this it? Did you realize you won't have a comic if you kick me off this
All
show?
All right. No, boo.
Boo me? How dare you? No, I just want to respond really quick. Now, I could be wrong. This game could come out, and it will do things with Legos I never imagined. I'm like, that's really funny. What a great idea. I never thought it would be like this. And then I will change my mind. Okay, I'm going to throw my Black Doom Award out real quick, all right? It's going to go to Sonic Team. For Mario and Sonic at the Winter Olympic Games.
Wait, the game's not even out yet.
This might seem obvious, you know, this might seem, but I have one very specific reason for this, okay? Because I said I would, you know, hold off judgment until I actually got to see the game
and
a little bit.
Did you?
Oh, yes, yes. And let me send you this screenshot here. Basically, it's a victory scene. Yoshi has won. Tails, Knuckles, and Peach, not so much. They did not place first. Now, what is it that everyone seems to be doing?
Cheering.
Yes, the background characters are cheering continuously. Now, what about the actual contestants themselves?
Standing there.
They're standing still! If there's one thing I hated, it's that they just stand in place like robots. Like, they have no life. They're completely lifeless people. It's like, if you're gonna put, like, the world's most famous video game characters in a game together, have them be them. Like, don't let them just stand there, staring with blank eyes. Like, have Tails, like leaning at, like, have them breathing or something. I don't get it. What's the point? I mean, oh, and then on top of that, it's like the realistic Olympic stuff. I mean, it's the, you know, they have the Chows and the Goomba in the background. They've got some
totally
more characters
realistic,
in the back.
Yeah.
Well, okay, that's not the landscape and the structure of the facilities are realistic looking.
Here's the problem I have with this screenshot. They have these trees in the background, and they're, like, two-dimensional, and some of them are, like, facing the wrong way. Do you see that?
Right.
What is that?
Well, it's because if you look at it from different angles, you know?
Yeah, but
so,
we're not looking at it from that angle. Come on.
Right.
Ugh.
Why are they standing there?
Maybe you just caught them, like, in the middle of a really elaborate animation.
But it's like Mario Party, you know? It's like where you see them standing still for like 5 seconds, and then all of a sudden they just turn on into their modes of woohoo or no. You know, it's like silence.
Yeah, that's...
Results! Oh my god! We didn't see that coming! I didn't actually participate in that event. I'm just a polygon waiting for instructions.
Yeah, that's the thing is, you just, when you look at that, you're like, you are just a piece of code that hasn't been activated yet. And
exactly. Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, it just makes you think of programming instead of the character that it's
right.
supposed to
it
be.
It just seems... That's when you get the appearance of, this could be anybody.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, it's like, this could be any character, and it's just not relating to this person at all. It could be Toon Ray.
Let's hack Toon Ray into that game. Toon Ray at the Olympics. I like it.
I want to see someone hack that game. Because no one would care. Like, that's... Nobody would give a rip.
Do it.
I mean, like, I just think about all... Like, now I just think about all the games that people could hack, you know? And it's like...
Yeah, if you can hack
pointless...
Brawl, why, you could hack anything, right? I mean...
Oh, if you can hack Brawl, oh, man, the sky's the limit, clearly. I mean, what... I mean, you could hack My Little Pony, the video game or something, you know? And you would be the only one that would care. Like, I made this pony green and blue. It's amazing. Unfortunately, it replaced the texture of the brown pony, but oh well, I can live with that. It's cool enough like that. I made it a shiny pony. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So, Sonic Team, get your act together over there. Seriously.
Yeah.
Do Sonic and Mario right. Never mind. It's clearly... This podcast is no good unless we bash on Sonic. So there you go.
That's it.
There you go.
You got
Shiny Gamey Hedgehog, you've had your wish. This is what it's come to.
That's unfortunate. Now our secret is out and we can never do another podcast again.
But clearly we have a lot of Sonic fans though, right? And that's like, now that we have a lot of Sonic fans, like it's difficult to get off that boat.
The thing is, if there's something worth talking about, you know,
we'll do it.
If Sonic Team does something screwy with the next game, you know, we're definitely talking about it. But
surprise.
if we just talk about it to talk about it, then that might be
yes,
you know, annoying. My Black Doom Award. Okay, so there's this thing called the Army Experience Center, and it's basically this kind of army arcade in this mall in Philadelphia, and they have different simulators. They have like a Humvee simulator, an Apache helicopter simulator, and they let you go on like a real Humvee with virtual terrain, like a virtual level basically, and you have a real like life-size gun and you're virtually killing enemies and this and that. And it's trying to give you an experience of, you know, what would it be like in Iraq, you know, driving a Humvee and being ambushed, or okay, what would it be like landing an Apache helicopter. And they make it super realistic, okay?
Okay.
And then there's other areas of the place where they got Xbox 360s and they'll let you play, you know, army-based first-person shooter games like Call of Duty and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a recruitment center, essentially, that uses video games and kind of newer technology to, you know, get people interested in what the Army's doing. And more than just that, they kind of give you an idea of what kind of technology you might be using if you were, you know, say coordinating some, you know, some operation, or, you know, different job opportunities they have, and how, you know, what that technology might look like. Okay.
Okay.
So I don't see a problem with that in, you know, personally, but apparently a bunch of anti-war protesters had a huge problem with that this week.
Well, of course.
Even though it's been, I think it's been open for quite some time, but maybe they just caught wind of it. And Game Politics covered the whole thing. And I mean, look, I'm not an activist. I don't really get the whole protest thing. It all seems so contrived because, you know, they call the police and ahead of time, and they call the media ahead of time and make sure that they're going to be covering the event, and they you know, they have their little chant, and then they have a bunch of people get arrested on purpose. Like at this rally, they had 7 people, you know, prearranged to get arrested and hauled off.
Well, it makes the news, and then they can make enemies, basically. You know, it's like, oh, look, the evil people, you know, arresting us. Like,
yeah.
You know, join the fight against the oppression and all that stuff.
It's not that they did something worthy of getting arrested. It's that they arranged it ahead of time so that the article could say 7 people arrested at anti-war, you know, rally or whatever.
Sure.
It just seems so contrived, you know? And the Game Politics, their conclusion was, look, this wasn't really a protest about the army using video games to recruit kids. It was just a bunch of anti-war people finding another outlet to protest the war. Now, I wouldn't have such a problem if they came up and they said, we just feel like, you know, we have an issue with you using video games to try to convince kids to join the army, which wasn't really the case. But I still would disagree with that point. But, you know, it's the same mentality with the media where they're like, you know, video games make people kill each other. It's like, you know, by using these video games, you're going to trick kids into joining the army that think it's a game. Like, I think we can separate video games from reality, just like we can separate movies from reality, you know? Like,
what is it about
video games that people just get so obsessed about? Like, you're killing us. You're killing the children.
Well, it's like with books. I always ask a friend, like someone lent me a book one time, if you can believe it, and they're like, you know, hey, just to warn you, there's such and such in this book. I'm like, well, where's the rating on this book? Why doesn't it have doesn't it have an age rating? I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, everything has an age rating. Why not books? And like, I've never thought about that before.
Yeah. Well, it's because books, you know, and that's the thing, is books is all about your imagination, so that could be even more dangerous, right? Because you could
imagine
something horrible.
You're just not
horrible.
Sure if it's fictional or nonfiction, you know?
It's in my mind.
But, I mean, that's the thing. I've written some papers in school about video game violence, the surprise, shock, and that's one of the things, like, I've seen a lot of violent games in my time. Now, I was raised fairly sheltered when it came to video games. I mean, I remember when my brother and I accidentally rented Superman, or I'm sorry, the Life and Death of Superman, because like it was the what was it? 13. What was it back? What was it back then?
The rating scale?
Yeah, it wasn't KA, was kids to adults.
But yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I think
about.
Maybe it was just T for teens back then and still.
Maybe.
But it was 13 plus or whatever it was. And it's like the only reason we didn't know that was because like the price tag was like the rent, it was covering it. And so like I remember when we were playing that in our house, like, oh my gosh, like don't tell mom, this is I mean it wasn't
and,
that bad.
And what
looking
system
back.
Was this on?
This is on Genesis, the version
ooh,
we played.
Ooh, the graphics could really really
but it was like,
your
you know,
head
like,
there.
Like the machine version of Superman would like pick someone up and just like blast into their chest with like machine gun fire or whatever it was. Like, oh my gosh, and I was doing it over and over. I'm like, that's hilarious. And he's like, no wonder this is rated bad. Like, you're getting glee out of this like horrible move or whatever. But like, overall, I've been raised fairly shelter-like. But like, I've never had like, you know, murderous feelings from video games. And like, I've seen a lot of bad stuff, and it's like, yet none of that ever comes to my mind as like, I want to do this. I never have any kinds of like violent tendencies. Maybe it's just because I'm so freaking skinny and have nubby elbows. You know, maybe I just don't pose a threat, but.
But that's the thing, is you've played more video games than anyone, and so if anyone's going to be like desensitized to the violence in video games, it would be you, and it doesn't it doesn't seem like it's rubbed off on you, right?
No, granted, I play Nintendo, Mario, Sonic stuff, but still, I mean, it's like, I don't have those built-in feelings. Like, I think it's inside you, I believe it comes from inside you. It has to do with how just how you were born, basically. You either have these murderous thoughts or you don't, but it's still up to the individual to, like, choose their actions and be responsible with themselves.
Right.
But we're getting too far. We're getting to, like, game politics now. We're going to get
off topic.
Seriously. Oh boy. You're like, I'm not commenting anymore, right? You've gone too far.
That's it.
So that will do it for this edition of 2P Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast. Just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye. The other option was ice climbers, right?
Yes. Here's the thing. Every time, it seems like every time I play Brawl, there's one new thing I discover. And I'm like, I never knew that. Like, of all the hours I've played this, like, I've never noticed that. Like, here's the latest one. And maybe I'm just crazy. But, like, we were playing tonight, and Staffy popped out. Uh-huh. And she ran around a little bit, did a little spin move, and then she jumped. And I'm like, I've never seen her jump before. Like, she jumped with, like, a jumping animation and a sound effect. And I'm like, what is this? Since when did Staffy start jumping? Like, I don't know if this is new for you guys. I'm sure this will make it to the outtakes at the end. But, like, Staffy jumping was just unheard of. So, it's like, there's nothing special about that. But, you know, the little details always grab me. Okay, now, I'm gonna put this in at the end of the show, probably. But, by the way, I saw a comment today that made me want to, like, reach through the internet and strangle this kid, which was a comment that was left by somebody that basically said, like, it wasn't on our site, but it was like, Shadow the Hedgehog is an underrated game. I'm like, really? Really?
Wow.
Come here.
Underrated. Huh?
Here. Turn around. Bam. Jeez. And, I know some people were like, oh, Ray, like, the last 10 years of Sonic games, like, come on, some of them weren't that bad. It's like, listen, I'm making it generic just for the purpose of joking, but really, though, Sonic Heroes is not that great of a game. Like, I don't, like, is it really better than Sonic Adventure 2? No, it was a downward step from Sonic Adventure 2. Did Sonic Adventure 2 have some problems? Yes, it has some issues. But it was still a much better game than Sonic Adventure 1. I mean, if you play that game now especially, it's just, there's some really lame stuff in that game. That's just inexcusable. Sonic Adventure 2, it's better, all right? It's a better game. Sonic Heroes is on the downward trend, though. It's like, people are like, oh, come on, there was lots of cool things. Here's the first reason you know you're on a downward trend. Because it's a gimmick. You have all three characters at once, okay? Yeah. You can't just have classic Sonic. Like, it's one thing if Sonic Adventure 1 and 2 have Sonic, but also other characters, and they don't balance that out. It's another thing if, like, that's the game, is playing as three characters at once,
right?
You know? And on top of that, that was the first game where enemies had life bars. If there's anything more frustrating to me, is trying to kill an enemy with a freaking life bar. It's like, it just stops you in your tracks and makes you punch on them for a while. Like, I can understand if you want to have a bigger enemy and you have to kill it to get through a door. That's fine. But when, like, every single enemy takes, like, three hits, okay, there's no fun in that, where you do the same move three times in a row to kill it. It's like, why don't you just let me do it once then? Because otherwise it's no fun. And then, like, you could level up, right, to become more powerful. Okay, sure, then they only take one hit to kill. But guess what? If you die, you lose your power-ups. And then you start at the end of the level when you need your power-ups the most. Like, it expects you to have all your power-ups. Ugh. Just frustrating. And the cutscenes were lame. The Metal Sonic was stupid. It had a horrible end boss. It was just...
So you have strong feelings about it.
I do, like, I play it, and there's things I really do like about it. It's back in the classic style of Sonic, where, in a sense that you just go through levels and there's quick cutscenes in between. You don't have, like, an adventure map, you know, you don't have chow feeding and that stuff. Like, I understand the kind of the arcade style feel of it. That's great, but, like, I don't know. Yes, some Sonic games have been okay the last 10 years, but for the majority of things, it's not been looking good, and we all know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I
have all these built-up feelings, and I need to get them out before I go on dates, because that's what the conversation will end up being. I'll be like, have you ever played Sonic Heroes? They're like, I haven't even heard of it. Okay, well, here's the thing I don't like about the game, all right?
Check, please.
Well, you want to pay for this, Ray? Yeah, no problem. Go ahead. Sorry. This is, I'm overwhelmed here.